Okay, so that's a recommendation, and I want to ask the pleasure of the task force, how can we make a decision about that as a task force? What should be done? I mean, we're not following Robert's rules, right? So how do we make that decision? Does that have to be a consensus with the group?
You can't.
How would it be done? Someone make a recommendation.
You can't.
How do we decide that? We can't do it, yeah.
So, we've always operated by consensus, as I said before, because we're not a committee, so we're not required to follow Robert's rules. And
let me ask Nia this question. Nia, I know that there are some things that you are obviously not pleased about with this proposal, but it was the decision of the group. It was passed unanimously. Would you be opposed to? I don't know how I can phrase this correctly. I mean, Chandra, that was your recommendation, right, Chandra? That was
yes,
your
it
recommendation.
Was. It
yeah.
was.
Would you have any objection to the proposals that the task force worked on being considered by the board, hopefully passing, and then coming back if there's some additional changes or edits or whatever that we wanted to make on it, and then consider it then? Would that be okay with you?
It's not okay in the sense that the board's never been asked of any other director in Pacifica that I have known of. If a motion comes to the floor, just the way when Chandra was a board member and she had a substitute for an amendment, you know, she was free as a director to voice her opinion.
To voice your opinion, But what you would be presenting would be your opinion as an affiliate task force member. It would not be coming from
the affiliate task force itself.
Madam Chairperson, this is Jessica.
Jessica, please go ahead.
Right now, the way the agenda stands, for the meeting, the vice substitute is
already on the
meeting. Right. Because I really believe that these things.
Nia, you're cutting out. Is there anything you can do about that?
Jessica, come
out now. Can you hear me better?
Oh, that's much
better.
Yes, that's
better. Thank you.
Okay.
Jessica.
Yes, sir. My substitute is already on the agenda. Do that.
It's already on the agenda.
Right. But
I'm respectfully requesting you to withdraw. That's what I'm asking, basically, because of what I said previously.
Okay.
I really, really can't go for. Do you get what I'm saying? That doesn't mean that you're not my friend, but I just cannot in good conscience vote for them.
Okay, Madam Chair, can I put be on the staff?
Yes, this is Jessica. Please.
No, that's
go ahead.
Teresa.
Teresa? Yes. Well, I think Jessica was before you. Jessica?
Yes, ma'am. I was just going to say, I've been on the task force, I think it's now been a year, and what I've observed is we're always getting in each other's way with something that's going on. I didn't think that what was passed in the last 3 months of the activity on the affiliates was helpful. I was part of it, and what I saw go on wasn't happy about either. So I'm just wondering how easy it is to just start with a clean slate and get what we need to get done, because this is a lengthy process of finding out who's angry at who and why didn't something get done or did something go the wrong way. It's almost like you're spending negative energy, and I'm really trying to find a reason why we're on these calls. If we're going to, you know what I mean? Like we never agreed to anything.
Yeah, well, I could appreciate that. And I also, we've been on this call an hour and a half now, and I'm going to ask that we discuss this it's almost 9:30. At 9:30, we'll just end this discussion one way or the other. Teresa, go ahead.
Nia, it's difficult for me to compare at this point what you wrote and the resolution that was passed. I had one small problem with the resolution that was passed, but because it was approved unanimously, I decided not to, you know, make an issue of it. Your concern about grandfathering, actually, I don't think it would affect new people that came onto the board and them being grandfathered, it was, to me, the issue of grandfathering people had to do with people like Chandra and Dina and me, because last year I was not on the local station board, for example, and even though I wanted to help the affiliates as much as possible and was one of the people that was instrumental in starting the affiliates task force, according to the resolution that had been proposed by AFIA, I would not even be able to vote. So I think the grandfathering issue in the resolution that was passed unanimously would have allowed people like me to continue participating rather than having my hands tied. It's a little bit frustrating that you had a whole resolution and you didn't even, I mean, I, because I wasn't on the national board last year, I didn't see it. So that's a little bit of a challenge. I would like your resolution not to stop something that had been passed unanimously by the task force from being discussed and hopefully passed, because I know that the task force has put in a heck of a lot of work to get it passed. And if you have a question about grandfathering, if that's your main issue, I hope that you and I can discuss it in a personal conversation so we could, I could overcome any of your objections. And I do support Heather's suggestion that you allow the resolution that had been passed unanimously by the task force to come before the PNB and for them to consider it as something that was passed unanimously with a lot of work.
Okay. Teresa, I think you know me well enough to know that I'm not just going to go there and just throw up my substitute without any discussion of the motion that was on there. That's number one. Number two, I was not on the affiliates task force last year. So I didn't know what was going on except for what came to the PNB. And as a director, it's my fiduciary responsibility for me to exercise what I think is sound judgment. What I think is sound judgment might not be sound judgment to you. I'm just saying we can't personalize these things to say that that you would not have been on there. Because I still stick to the point. It is not personal. It's about the foundation and about the task force. What if we get someone who is not as nice as you, Teresa? You get what I'm saying? And that's why I don't want to personalize it. It should just be a motion and a structure that fits and works for the foundation. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you, Nia. This is Heather. I'm going to just sort of try to recap a little bit here. It's 9:30, and I'd like to move forward on the agenda. The way it is right now, we do have a resolution, or I'm sorry, I keep saying this, a motion on the agenda of the Board of Directors that will be considered at the next meeting. It's been on there for a few months now. Apparently, there's this resolution that Nia has also presented. It's a recommendation for her, but not from the task force. I agree with Nia that, you know, as a board member, if she has concerns about something, you know, she needs to speak up. All of us do. However, if Nia is not going to ask that the resolution she has on the agenda be removed, then I don't think we have a choice here. It'll have to be considered as well. But we're going to have to talk with the probably the board chair about the process here. But I'm hearing from other task force members that, you know, you all worked hard on this last year. You're glad that it's before the board of directors now, and you want it considered. And I don't know what else to do. I know that's sort of a mixed bag here in what I've said, but I think that's basically where we are. And I think we could have the confidence in knowing, the task force members should have the confidence in knowing that ultimately this will be considered by the board of directors, and I'm hoping it'll be at the next meeting. And I know that in the new business I'm hoping we'll be able to get to this evening, we will also talk about a possible letter that can be presented to the board of directors to encourage them to consider this this motion. I don't know what else to say, and I'd like to just leave it at that if we could and move forward with the agenda. Is that all right?
That's fine.
All right, so if I don't hear an objection, let's move forward. Thank you, Nia. I want to thank everyone for the discussion. So, Madam Secretary, the next item on the agenda is?
Correction. Just a minute here.
Ursula, right? Ursula's
no.
report.
Yes.
The affiliate director.
Report.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Ursula? Okay, I posted something to the listserv, so there's a extended version of the report on the listserv. Essentially, since the last meeting, task force meeting we've had, and my last report, three stations are in the process of affiliating with Pacifica. One is a radio station in Harlan County, New York, Kentucky. One is an internet and low-power station in Ward Hill, Massachusetts. And one is a small college station in New Orleans. One station has completed affiliation. That's KGHI Community Radio in Westport, Washington. And on the listserv, I posted a brief description of how they describe themselves. They are not sure yet which programs they'll take from Pacifica, but they're so far are going to take Free Speech Radio News, Democracy Now, and are considering alternative radio Between the Lines, Counterspin, Flashpoint, Making Contact, and This Way Out. In recently, I've been working on a survey to figure out how people are taking Al Jazeera English, and I posted a breakdown of the of what we have so far. I'll read it very quickly. Stations taking the morning one-hour program, there's eight of them. There's four stations taking the morning half-hour program. There's five stations taking the afternoon half-hour program coming from KPFT. The two morning programs are coming from WBAI. I think most of you know this, but if anybody doesn't understand the process, Al Jazeera provides Pacifica with its TV feed, television feed, and in the morning WBAI re-edits that into a radio show, and in the afternoon KPFT re-edits it into a half-hour radio show. Stations that are taking both the morning hour and half-hour, there's two of those. Two stations are taking one morning and one afternoon feed. And 11 stations have not answered me yet. Total stations that are airing Al Jazeera Live right now, English right now, are 29. And there's five stations that are considering taking it. They're still in the process of making that decision.
Wonderful.
So potentially it's about 34 stations that are involved so far. As most of you know, I spent the month of March in Greenville, Mississippi, helping the Delta Foundation get their new radio station, WDSV, on the air. WDSV stands for Delta Sounds and Voices, and they went on the air 2 weeks ago. Currently, I'm working out of Ames, Iowa. I'm helping a nonprofit group here, building a radio station, KHOI, Heart of Iowa. And it's an organization which was created expressly to build the radio station. I work on these projects in my free time, and during the day I continue my work for Pacifica as usual. We are currently in some discussion with AMARC to explore the possibility of some sort of cooperative project in developing international program exchange technology based in audio ports and the considerably daunting language issues that involves. So it's at a relatively early stage, and I'll describe that more in detail once it becomes clear, if at all, if we really can pursue that. I'm also currently involved with a lot of administrative work. The whole management of AudioPort was changed with the new version, and so it involves going station by station and reconfiguring how people are managing the website locally. And finally, I guess it probably is better for me to keep my distance from the administrative process of figuring out how the task force works, but I do want to say that I feel that the suggestion I made last year that we proceed with starting surveys, I think that's something that I would really like to move forward with, and would be happy to work with any task force member that wanted to actually be involved with that. I'd like to get started as soon as possible. I realize it doesn't necessarily have to be within the formal setting of a task force meeting. I think if anybody would like to get started, let me know, and I would just, I'd like to start doing that because we're starting to lose a lot of time. Thank you.
Thank you, Ursula. Does anybody have questions of Ursula? I have a question about Al Jazeera. It's free, right? Getting that feed
yes.
is free?
It's part of the civic affiliation.
So WRG here in Atlanta, I know folks are really interested. WRG could get it as well for free.
Sure. Sure. I'll send you the information, or I'll send Monique the information.
That would be wonderful.
Okay.
Send it to me as well. I'd like to see
okay.
that, please.
Well,
could I make a comment on the report?
Yeah.
And
please.
Nia, Heather, after
yeah.
Chandra?
Yes. Chandra and then Nia.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people on the current task force know that Ursula was critically involved in the Radio South project, which was bringing an initiative that was started a couple of years ago to bring on create more low radio stations in underserved areas with people of color. And when she talks about the stations that are now coming on board, this is after many years of effort and time and, you know, work on her part, which should be acknowledged and appreciated, that we're following the Pacifica mission in bringing in, expanding the network to include affiliates that cover areas that were never served by radio, and they're for marginalized communities and people of color and low-income people. So I would like to congratulate her for her work and that to be
yes.
acknowledged.
Thanks, Chandra.
Thank you, Chandra.
That.
Please reflect that in the minute, Teresa.
For sure.
I've also been, as I need to say that I've also been witness to that here in the South, and also appreciate the hard work.
I'm sorry.
I also, this is Ursula. It really also needs to be said that it was Heather who provided the initial contact for outreach for Radio South and put together a conference that made it possible.
Oh, well, thank you, Ursula.
It's true.
Well, I tell you what, everyone on this call, we are so thrilled that finally here in the South we have a radio station in the Mississippi Delta.
Yeah, it's
this
huge.
This is really a major, major achievement, and I wanted to thank Ursula in particular for this. But it's just wonderful. And we have, I don't know, we've had possibilities in some other areas in the rural South, but they haven't come to fruition yet, but we're hoping that some of them will. But I'm also so appreciative of this. We're just thrilled to this here in the South. So, Nia, you had a comment.
Madam Chair, clarification
yes.
for the Secretary. You're saying that you want it in the record that task force members are commending Ursula Rudenberg for her work with Radio South?
Yes, I'm saying that. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
John for the stack.
Yes. John, what? Sorry.
I like
for
to.
For the stack. Yes. Thank you. John. Yes. Nia, and then John. Nia, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I would like to also posthumously commend Yvonne Dooley, who really started it, you know. So I guess it's on his shoulders that you guys stand. And he's now deceased. Back in 2000, oh, good Lord, was it? I guess I've been around too long, four or five,
about,
thereabouts.
About 3 years ago, yes, right.
Yeah, that was Yvonne Dooley. So we should acknowledge that it's on his shoulder that Heather and Ursula stand. The other thing is, I haven't gotten your report, Ursula. Would you mind sending it to me?
Are you on a listserv, Nia?
I just joined the task force this year, so
I don't know. I'll send it to you.
So, Nia, I want to thank you for the comments about Yvonne. Absolutely. So, John, you're next, I think. Or, Nia, are you finished?
Yes, I just wanted Earth to put me on the list server so I can get
John, go ahead.
Hi. I'm new. This is actually my first call. So many of you may know what happens when a new affiliate is brought on. Just wondering, how are people made aware in that listening area that, you know, that this station is brought on board and has all the programming? What kind of marketing is done, and who's responsible for that?
John, are you saying in the area where the affiliate, where somebody becomes an affiliate?
Yes.
Well, when they affiliate, we provide, or I send them a release that they can use to notify the area. It's I give them a boilerplate release that they can send out to their local media. And I think that really their airwaves are the best advertisement for it, ultimately. I mean, they say it on the airwaves, you know, when Civica shows come on. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, kind of, you know, because you mentioned four particular programs, at least four, five, six programs,
mm-hmm.
and they all are great. I was just wondering, is there any effort that you or we perform to kind of drive people listen to these programs? Or is that pretty much on the affiliate itself to, you know, to get people in their local area to listen to these programs?
Right now, it's pretty much on the local affiliate. I mean, I love your question, John, and I totally resonate with it, and I would love to do more. I would love to. Excuse me, I'm gonna switch phones. It's very weird. I would love to do local PR work with the stations and have a comprehensive list of local media in all of the station areas, and have done a little bit of that, but it's a hugely labor-intensive job, and my office was essentially stripped of all of its staff, so it's just not possible to do that right now, but I agree with you. I would love to do PR work in a coordinated way. I also have been proposing now for 2 years an internet portal which would have a comprehensive marketing approach to driving people to all the stations in the network. So I agree with you. I would love to do more marketing. But so far, the network has not been able to and has not chosen to invest in that kind of activity.
I just want to jump in here for a moment on this, if you don't mind, John. I agree that it's, you know, what Ursula was talking about, the expansion of the affiliates and the wonderful programs that are available for them. I don't know if you all are aware of the American Forum. Anybody on the call know about the American Forum? Based in Washington, D.C., there are a number of forums in states throughout the country. They are progressives, basically, who serve as an editorial board, and they write articles. Anyway, Ursula, you know, we've talked with Denise Beck before, as the head of the American Forum. She wants to do more with Pacifica as well, and they have just a fantastic list of the media and blogs, just everything. So I'd like to see what we could do to establish a relationship with them, to be working together, perhaps, and getting more information about through the other media about what Pacifica is doing or what the affiliates program is doing. So I'm just bringing that up. I can't really talk too much about it right now. And sometime, perhaps on the affiliates task force, we can get Denise on the call as well, and she can share with us what they do. If you all don't know about the forum, I'd love to share more information with you about it at some point.
Yeah, I mean, I really appreciate your question, John. It's the kind of work I would like to be doing and should be doing. Unfortunately, because of the way things are set up right now, 90% of my time is done on tasks that I don't think are the best use of my time, but they just have to be done. You know, it's basically keeping records and your standard office work, and I'm not happy about it either. I don't think it's the best way to run the program. But right now, it's just the reality.
Sounds like you need some interns.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Well, yeah, but, you know, interns are very high maintenance and difficult to come by and leave very quickly, so it has not been an easy way to do it. I mean, we've tried all sorts of different things. Really what I need is staff.
Okay. Okay.
Any other questions of Ursula? Hey, Madam Secretary.
Yes.
I think the next item on the agenda is the PMB report, and I don't know who of the board members and what is and forgive me, I don't know what is generally the report from the board at the task force meeting.
Madam Chair, usually if Ursula is not on the call, the one or two of the affiliate directors would bring us up to date on things that they're working on for the affiliate program, or would call to our attention some things that are happening on the Pacifica National Board that we might not be aware of.
So are there any reports from board members that you'd like to share with the group?
This is Teresa. I would like to say that I have mentioned several times to the chair of the PNB that I'd like to get to the motion on the restructuring of the Pacifica Task Force, and I hope that we'll get to it quickly. The other thing is that I'm on the development task force. I am working on an item involving working with our executive director, and I hope to be calling a meeting soon. And if you would like to, it has to do with fundraising, which I think would affect affiliates. And if you would like to be involved in this, please let me know. It's a subcommittee, which it's a working committee. And I would just like to help the executive director raise money.
Teresa, is that the committee that came out of the development committee, the subcommittee that was discussed in the development? Okay, yeah. Maybe if you could send out a notice to folks about that, or a little bit more information about it.
Yes,
could you
do that?
To the task force? That'd be great. Mm-hmm. Any other comments from board members about something you might be doing that you want to share with the task force? If there's not, then I'd like to move on to the next item, which is old business, I believe. Right, Madam Secretary? And we want to talk about the survey. So I know that Ursula brought this up in her report. So Ursula, I think Teresa, who else had talked about wanting to do the survey? Teresa and Ursula primarily have talked about this evening. Ursula, would you make a few other comments? Do you want to expound upon that?
Tell us
what it would accomplish and so forth. And go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I spent last year listening to a prolonged debate about the task force and what the PNB was wanting from the task force. And one of the messages I got the most clearly was that there was a desire for more information about affiliates. And that I felt that's a very legitimate request, and it seemed to be very sincere, coming from a lot of people. And I think there are two remedies for that. One, I don't think the PNB communicates very much with me as a staff person, and I think I could offer a lot more information than I do, and it would be nice to develop some way to formalize that so that there's more sense of security about that, or a more consistent sense that there's information coming from the actual management of the program. The other thing I think is also a very legitimate need, and that would be to actually ask affiliates questions and really compile information through surveys that I think could be very informative to the PNB. I mean, there's a lot of questions I need to ask the affiliates at this point, too, and I don't have the staff to do it anymore. I mean, before, when I had somebody working with me in the office, we did surveys regularly. And there are questions that we do need to be asking at this point from the network that everybody would benefit from, the affiliates, the PNB, the task force, the operations of the program. So my sense in general was that if we really want to get information about affiliates that's useful, the way to do it is for the task force to reach out and speak with the general managers of the stations and ask them specific questions. That's going to give us hard information that's actually useful. I think it's a very, very useful activity for the task force to do, because there was a desire expressed by people in the task force as well that they wanted more direct contact with affiliates. And there is some etiquette involved with that has been requested by the affiliates repeatedly, that kind of reaching out be within a structure that feels like it makes sense to them. And I think that if we structured outreach in the form of surveys, it also would have a diplomatic value, because I think people would appreciate us wanting to find out information from them, you know, within the context of a survey, because it's information that would be helpful to them too. So I think on a lot of levels, it serves a lot of the needs that were expressed last year. It's a good way for us to reach out and communicate with affiliates. It's a good way for task force members to work with me so that the activity stays within the framework of the program, and it provides everybody with information that we pretty badly need by now. I noticed that the PNB made some requests for some information, and one of the requests was, the listening audience of the whole network. That's a really good question. It's not the easiest question to answer because it's not public information, and it really does require calling the affiliates and asking them if they would be willing to share that information with us. And so that's a good example of one of these questions that I would really like to know too by now, for a number of reasons, so that we can really move forward with some projects in the future that benefit all of us. We're really at a point where we're a significant network now, and if we get some significant information about who we are, we can really do much more with this network to sustain ourselves and to get the message out. So I would like to start. I have a set of questions that I've thought of that I'd like to ask. I don't know if it's a definitive one yet, but I have a feeling there's probably questions that would be relevant coming from the PNB as well, or from other people. And I think that working together, we could come up with a survey, and then, anybody on the task force that was interested in actually doing so, we could do the kind of follow-up work in calling affiliates directly that's involved with the survey.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
In the interest of time, I would like to suggest that that we just see if any people are on the phone that would be interested in this, and state that we've already scheduled two meetings next Thursday, one in the morning and one in the evening, for those people who might want to, like, think of questions for the survey and give input to Ursula. Maybe we don't need to hold those meetings next week on Thursday, Ursula. I don't know. But I just suggest at this point that we decide if there, you know, people speak out if they would like to participate or like to help in that.
Oh, wonderful. Are you going to send out a notice to the task force as well? It's just for the task force members you're talking about, right? You're going to send out a notice to them about the time of the meetings or where to call or whatever?
Yeah, I can do that.
Is that the plan? That'd be wonderful.
I can do that if it still seems like a relevant thing. I mean, if it still seems like a good idea, I can go ahead and do it and see if, you know, if anybody wants to show up for those meetings.
Ursula, you already have some recommendations. You already have some questions already, right? Or
yeah.
At what point would you be able to share some of those with the task force? Before the Thursday meeting, or you want to wait till then, or what?
It doesn't really matter. I mean, I can do it whenever. It doesn't really matter. I mean, I can read some now, or I can post them on a listserv, or, I mean, I don't care.
Okay.
This is Nia, Heather?
Yes, Nia, go ahead.
Yeah. Could they be sent out now? And what the meeting is scheduled for, you said, I think Teresa said next Thursday morning?
And evening as well? You talked about two meetings?
I'm not familiar.
Yeah, we thought of two meetings because some people might not be available at one of the times.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I just need to understand. So we're meeting today and we're meeting again next week?
Well, this
only
is a special
if you're interested
to talk about the survey, I think.
Yeah, if you're interested in the survey,
Yeah, just if you're interested in the survey. It's not a task force meeting. It's sort of like a subcommittee on looking at the survey.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be great if you had some ideas. I'm sorry, Nia, sorry. Pardon me?
Could you please send the survey, and then I could give my input? I'm not sure I'm going to be able to.
Sure.
I'll try to make one of the, but it's probably, it will be easier for me if I could do it by email.
Sure.
I think, Ursula, what you would like to hear from the task force, whether or not folks think this is a good idea and we should move forward on it, that's what you would like to hear from the task force, right?
Well, I guess, yeah. I mean, I guess mostly I just want to invite people to do it. I mean, in the end, it doesn't really matter. You know, I'm just asking people to do it. That's all.
Yeah. This is Teresa. I want to do it. I'm assuming we're going to send the survey out to stations, and if they don't fill it out, that we will make individuals will be assigned stations to call and try to get the survey done. And it's a great opportunity to meet people at the various affiliates.
Absolutely. As chair, I want to take the prerogative to say to everyone that, and also new on the board and so forth, but the power of I guess it's more than 160 stations across the country is just immense. It's just immense. And it would be, it seems to me, this is a wonderful opportunity for us to tap this resource, as Teresa was saying, get to know these people, you know, have an understanding of where they are and things, what they need, what they're doing. It's a wonderful opportunity, I think. So I'm hoping that everyone will support this and help with it just as best we can. And I know, Ursula, you had also expressed some interest in the board of directors, questions from the board as well that they might have. So it might be good for, if we're going to be going forward, if we're going to do that, which I think is really great, for those of us who are on the board to be talking to other board members about this as well and see if they might have some ideas for questions to put on this survey.
Sure, yeah.
So that would be really great.
So, wonderful. Teresa, you're putting that down as an action item, right?
Well, Ursula's going to send out the invitation, and it's already on kpftx.org.
Okay, good. All right.
So affiliate people will be notified.
Wonderful. Are there any other questions or comments about the survey? Was that the only item, when it's all said and done, that was the only item we had on old business, right? I think
right.
So. All right, so now we're moving to new business. And that is a letter to the board of directors, I believe. Is there something else on there?
As much as I would like to do this, Heather, this is Dina Colbert.
Yes.
It's after 10, and I believe the meeting is only until 10 o'clock.
Oh, thank
so unless,
you for saying that.
Unless you extend it, I think we have to table it.
Well, let me just ask the pleasure of the group. We want to talk for perhaps another 10 minutes, or do we want to end this call? I know we need to talk about the next meeting, but meeting days. But what's the pleasure of the group?
10 more minutes.
10 more minutes? Is that okay with everyone? I have 10:03, so 10:13 will stop. Chandra, do you want to just mention quickly about this letter?
I don't have trouble with mine either.
Pardon me?
I think it was Dina that brought it up.
Dina, I'm sorry, Dina.
That's okay. I am in total sympathy and empathy with Ursula that the task force has been basically tabled at least since December, January, February, March meetings, and so that's 4 months. And I can only speak for myself, but as a working member of the task force, having met the needs of the PNB, I can understand that there are priorities, but past 2 to 3 months, I don't understand priorities because I don't feel it's respectful of the affiliate network as a whole. And so I was wondering if the affiliate task force could write some kind of a quick letter, or for those that are on the meeting tonight, requesting that the PNB address the issue as it really is holding up the affiliate coordinator, her work, as well as the task force. We spent a lot of time tonight because we don't have clarity from the PNB.
So how do you recommend this letter be written, Dina?
That it be drafted by several people and sent to the affiliate task force, and people literally agree or disagree, and it either gets forwarded to the PNB or not. I don't know, because we don't have time to really
go into
that's
it
just,
in detail.
Right. Right.
So who would you recommend on the task force write the letter? Or what group? What people?
People who come forth tonight and say they're willing.
Okay, so who wants to help on the letter?
I just don't think that we need too many people writing it. I think that Dina could probably write it with her hands tied behind her back.
Well, Dina, could you possibly, if we're going to ask for recommendations or ideas, could you draft something quickly and get that out to folks, and then we'll get back with you?
Well, it's not up to me, but I will draft something and get it out, and then if the affiliate task force agrees to it, I believe it should be put forth by one of the affiliate directors or a PNB director, but not by me.
Okay. We're just asking you to draft a letter, if you could do that.
Well, I don't know if that's a voice of other people on the line. There were like 8 or 9 people on the call.
Other people on the call, would you comment or tell us what you think about this?
This is Jessica. I can say that I wouldn't mind having a letter for this and for development because we haven't been able to report anything that we've worked on either because of other issues that come up during the PMB meeting.
That's a good point. Yeah. Just getting back to the letter, though, on the motion for the affiliates program on the board of directors agenda. Would any of the other people on the call like to comment about this?
This is Sequoia in Los Angeles. This is my very first time on the call, and
welcome.
So thank you very much. So I'm still a bit unclear about what we're talking about because I just kind of came into the middle. So the only thing I would like to know is it, and this is really not on the point, but is it common practice to get noticed ahead of time and to have some idea of what's on the agenda? That would be really helpful.
Yes. I must say that here I am, the chair pro tem, and I didn't know about this meeting either until this morning.
Okay.
So, but generally, apparently, the task force meets the second Thursday of the month.
Okay.
And unless there are objections to that, I think that's probably what we'll continue doing. And I will tell you this, right now, as the chair pro tem, you will get an early notice about this along with the agenda. We will work on agenda as well.
Thank you.
So I'll tell you that right now.
Thank you.
We just have a few minutes left. Unless people have objections to us working on this letter, and I don't think I'm hearing any objections from anyone, Dina, if you could just write out a draft, and then we'll get comments from people and see where we can go with it. Could you do that? I mean, just a paragraph, a few sentences that we could begin working on to get to the board of directors.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I'm looking at what Ursula sent us. It's entitled "Proposed Pacifica Affiliates Task Force Structure." And it says, submitted to TF 12-9 of 10. Ursula, isn't that, don't you mean it was submitted to the PNB on 12-9 of 10?
I think that's just a leftover from, let me see if there's any difference. I think that's just the way it ended up. I didn't write that on there. I'm just passing on the document as it came from, I don't know, Richard or whoever.
Okay, well, this is, I think that it means it was submitted to the national board on 12-9 of 10, and it's been on the agenda, and it still hasn't been approved. So we should refer to it as Pacifica Affiliates Task Force Structure Motion of 12-9 of 10.
Okay.
I just want to say we've got 3 minutes left here, so I'm going to just mention that I'm looking at my calendar here, and I think the next meeting would be the 12th of May, which would be the second Thursday, if I'm correct. And I'm going to ask Teresa if I know we have a few action items here. And I want to thank you so much for offering to serve as the secretary. I know that you've been doing it, I think. So if you could send out action items and just a recap of some of the stuff we discussed and that you whatever you have in your notes, so that we could see that and move forward and do whatever it is that we have to do based on this meeting tonight. Is that you could do that for us?
Well, I'm a little bit confused about action items. As people have volunteered to do certain things, I've put them in the minutes, and if I do it right, I can send out the draft minutes tonight.
Yeah, why don't you send out the draft minutes, and then we'll work on developing those action items in the minutes. We can do that. But I want to tell Nia that I completely agree about action items. I think it's the only way, and you just keep them going, keep them rolling. The only way you can make sure that things get done based on meetings. I think I like to operate that way as well.
There is one thing I'm a little bit curious about. What was the decision about the letter that Dina is drafting. Are we saying that she's going to draft it and without a vote it's going to be sent to the national board, or are we suggesting that we're going to wait until next meeting to approve it to send it, or can we?
We have just 1 minute left here, and unless we go over a few minutes, but I need some recommendations from people on how we would do that as well. She was going to draft a letter. She was going to send it out to us. We were going to work on it. I agree that it's something that the group should agree to, but I don't know how we could do that.
I'd like to say something then. This is Teresa.
Yeah.
I don't think we should have to send a letter, but if we need to send a letter, I say we approve her drafting a letter, and if you will approve it, then you can put your name on it and send it to the national board. I'm just saying basically the letter, because it's my understanding that basically the letter is saying you requested we do something, we did it, would you vote on it?
Yeah, that sounds good to me, too.
So my motion is this.
Yeah.
My motion is this, that Dina draft a letter requesting that the national board vote on the, what's it called? Pacifica Affiliate Task Force Structure Motion that was submitted 12/9/10. And that our chair pro tem sign it and send it to the national board.
Is that okay with everyone? All right, so no objections apparently. So if that's okay with everyone, that's what we'll do. And Dina, if you and I could talk at some point, I'd appreciate that. Just go over this a little bit. I know you're going to write something, or we'll talk about it. We'll figure this out and get it out to everyone as well.
Heather, this is Nia.
Yes.
I'm giving notice for the election of permanent chair and permanent secretary for the next regularly scheduled meeting. You need to do that so you could have your election for your permanent chair and permanent secretary. Just a reminder.
On the next meeting to do what? Sorry, to have an election for the permanent what? For
the permanent chair and the permanent secretary.
Permanent chair. Yes, that sounds good. Thank you. Well, we're 2 minutes over, John. I appreciate your tolerance. The next meeting will be the 12th of May, and we will get out an early notice for that. And I'm wanting to thank everyone so much.
Thank you, Heather.
I hope everyone has my phone number. It's 404-234-4630. If you have any comments, questions, please give me a call. And I'm wanting to thank everyone.
Thank you, Heather.
Heather, could you send it out, or could somebody send it out to
the
list?
I will. I'll send it out to the list. No problem.
Thank you.
Yes. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye, Heather.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Nia?
Yes,
Teresa?
Nia? Was that a notice to vote on a permanent chair and vice chair and secretary, or what?
No. Permanent, you see, because of this co-facilitator business, that's not settled. I think maybe, well, I gave the notice for permanent chair and permanent secretary.
Okay.
So depending on what the PNP does, I guess we could always go back and fix it. But I was just helping Heather out, since she's not familiar with the way we do it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.